Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Good evening. And welcome to another edition of the National Black Unity News Show, where we discuss important issues that impact and affect the African-American community here in the United States and the African community globally on this planet. And, you know, we have a lot we want to be able to talk about tonight. And so what I want to do is, like we always do, is to read from Daily Motivations for African-American Success by Dennis Kimbrough, and the reading for the day, April the 1st, says, "What color is your parachute?" What could be more fun than reading Exploring the Unknown? Macy Jameson, astronaut, reading for the day. One sure way to enhance your chances for success is to take in new and additional information. Earning more is always preceded by learning more. Naturally, it is best to stay in school, but school is the best place to learn. But for those who have dropped out or have not completed their formal education, the answer is the same. Learn. A priest, a Boy Scout, and a college professor were the only passengers on a small plane. The pilot came back to the cabin and said that the plane was going down, but there were only 3 parachutes and 4 people. The pilot then added, "I should have one of the parachutes because I have a wife and 3 small children." So he took one and he jumped. The college professor said, "I should have one of the parachutes because I'm the smartest man in the world, and everyone needs me." So he took another parachute and jumped. The priest turned to the Boy Scout and said, "Forlornly, you are young and I am old. I have lived a rich life. You take the remaining parachute and I'll go down with the plane." The Boy Scout smiled back and said, "Relax, father. The smartest man in the world, that professor, just jumped out with my backpack." Learn all you can and keep learning, whether you are 660. The minute you stop learning, life will begin to pass you by. Consider the fate of the college professor who jumped out of the plane thinking he had a parachute when he had a backpack. The only way to succeed in our fast-paced, ever-changing world is through constantly learning. I will dedicate myself to lifelong learning, and it's important that we continue to learn as much as we can and do always as much as we can in the way that we can to leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And that's the sixth principle of Nguzasaba Kaumba: to learn, contribute, do more, and make our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. Okay, well, good evening, Mr. Murphy. You there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay, and we have someone else on the call from 443-602-6194.
That would be Fran Allen.
Okay, Fran Allen. All right. We got Fran and David Murphy on the call. I know we're going to have an action-packed show tonight, and look forward to being able to share this show and our future broadcasts and podcasts for people to tune in. So I'm assuming then, David, that you and Fran had some issues that y'all wanted to discuss and bring to the table.
Well, I always got something to say, but I'm a gentleman, so I'm going to let Ms. Fran Allen go. How you doing, Fran?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I just wanted to take this wonderful opportunity to put the information about the Building Young Entrepreneurs campaign back in front of folks. The Building Young Entrepreneurs or BY campaign is a campaign that came into existence for the purpose of teaching young Nigerian children who have little or no resources, teaching them how to start businesses so that they can be in control of their own destinies. And instead of being job seekers, they would then become job creators and create their own opportunities. So there is a website that people can go to learn more about the campaign, and it is simply www.bye, Building Young Entrepreneurs, bye.com.ng. So that's www.bye.com.ng. And if you put a / donation behind it, it will take you to a page that I am supporting an ebook fundraiser. So for each ebook that we are able to sell for this campaign, 50% of the purchase price is donated back to the BY campaign to create an income stream for this project to support these children. We're trying to sell 1,891 ebooks because that will generate $11,000, and it will make it so that any child in the area where the events are being held will be able to attend the conference for free. We're trying to generate enough money so that these kids can go and not have to pay to go because they really can't afford to, but honestly, they cannot afford not to go. So that's where we are and what I'm doing.
That's fantastic, Fran. And I just want to add lib on that. Maybe some do and maybe some don't. I'm the publisher of the National Black Unity News. And Ms. Fran Allen, as well as Brother Satawi Jahi, are both editors in the publication. See, we surround ourselves with people doing positive things that can enhance our quality of life. And Fran made the connection between Brother Aloya, Bright Aloya, and
yeah.
With the BY campaign, and she explained to me, you know, the works that he's going to do, and how he and Fran Allen interact with one another. And see, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's a lot of talk out here, but you know, in this day and time, we need doors. Fran took her time, her precious time, and she already done put in the work for a multitude of years, but she saw the need. She investigates. Fran just don't jump on anything. Fran investigates. And she saw the need that was needed in Nigeria. And she took her time and created a workbook for the students so that they can have their quality of life as well. And when she brought that to me, we decided to do a little co-op with the program. We, in every issue of the National Black Unity News, there will be a page plus more about the BY campaign and how you all can interact with it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, although they're in Nigeria, throughout the entire diaspora, people, melanin people, black people, indigenous people, we need each other. I am you and you are me. And we need to support one another. And it's a wonderful program, and I just want to give Fran her roses while she's still here because, see, it's about her character, you know, and see, like I say, you know, there's a lot of causes, you know, you get in when you fit in sometimes, and Fran saw the need and how she could help, and that's what she did, and because I'm also a willing worker for the cause, not only for people, but for a higher cause, that is God. And that, you know, for the least of these, he said, you know, that, you know, we all, you know, if he blessed us with gifts and talents, it's not about us. It's about sharing those gifts and talents. And so, ladies and gentlemen, please get involved with this campaign because you never know. One of those children may come up here and cure cancer. One of those children may come up to employ your children one day. You know, so you never know how things play out sometimes. But, again, I thank you, Fran, for the untouched work that you put in, not only with the Buy campaign, but for the numerous years of work that you put in. While we have you here, Fran, I want people to know, see, you're kind of modest there. You're working with that. But tell them about some of the books you wrote and some of the things that you're doing.
Well, thank you, David. And you're right. I do neglect marketing and promoting myself as much as I market and promote things that I do for a lot of other people. I am an author, a self-help author. I have written 4 self-help books, How to Get an A in Life, Been Through Going Through the Journey, Words to Live By, and the last one, which is the ebook that I'm using to work with Buy, and that one is called From Creativity to Creating Income, Turn What You Know into Dough. And it's about honoring your knowledge and putting what you know to work for you to create income streams so that you don't have to be dependent upon other people for the things that you need. You can be dependent upon your own knowledge and create income for the things that you need. So I have done, you know, a fair amount of work in the community and in my past life as a, and, you know, I've spent the last, 40 years of my life doing things to coach people and to encourage people and to inspire people and to motivate people to do better and be better because they can. And the children in our community just need so much help, but not just in our community. Kids all over the world need help. They need help. And so my assignment, my life assignment is simple. It's very simple, to use what I know to help someone else. It doesn't matter whether they're in Baltimore or Bangladesh. If I know something that I can use to help them, then that is what I am going to do because that's what I feel like I have been called to do. You know, I just did a book signing a couple of weeks ago at the Art Social Club to support the Black Wolves Youth Scout Nation. And it was an amazing thing to see those kids and, you know, how attentive they were and, you know, how they engaged in the talk and the support that we got for the people that came out for the book signing and, you know, they bought books. And I did the same thing with them that I do with all the others. I gave 50% of the proceeds that were made from that event on that day back to the Wolves to support the things that they'd like to do and the places that they like to go and to give them exposure to things that they've never seen. You know, that's how we broaden their ability to see themselves in places that, you know, they've never been because we give them an opportunity to go and see that they too can go places and do things and, you know, become the people that they are destined to become because they've been given an opportunity and a chance to pursue that. We can all do that. We can all do that. We all have something that we can contribute in such a way that it will benefit not just you, but it'll benefit, you know, the young people that are around you. And I think that it's really important that we do that. If we don't do anything else every single day, we need to wake up and thank God that we woke up, and then we need to do something inspiring, motivating, or positive for a young person so that they can pay it forward.
Yes, I agree with you. Matter of fact, we having an issue will be out this week. And matter of fact, it goes to the printer tomorrow morning. And but we also put a couple of pieces in there for the Black Wolves about their flag that they're doing. You know, they create the human flag. And, you know, I'm very supportive of that organization as well because that young brother, Mosea, he's really putting in a lot of work. You know, he's taking his time. You know, he really works with children. And and I appreciate him for that, you know. And plus, he's very inquisitive. He's hungry. He's a visionary. And we need to support our young people. This is what happens. See, when we support him, now he's in turn paying it forward. Now he's supporting even younger people. So, see, that's the way, where, you know, we all got to pay it forward. And so... ladies and gentlemen, I know, see, I'm in the media. I always bring this up, Fran, because I'm in the media, and it's a lot of disturbing news about us. I'm talking about we,
mm-hmm,
black people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they flesh, I don't care how much education you have, how well you can play ball, how well you can sing, in the eyes of their media, we are all no good as far as they are concerned. We all demonized through the media. And it's a concerted effort that's taking place right now, and it bothers me so greatly. I have to bring. I know I'm gonna switch gears right now, but you know, everybody can jump in on this conversation. You know, everybody has an opinion, but I've been in my field for a long time, for over 40 years in the media, and I pretty much know how media works. Media is an extremely powerful tool. And it could be used for good, and also could be used for evil as well. And I know, based on what is trending and what has been existed always, discrimination has been around since almost the beginning of time, and especially since the inception of the United States. And lately, right here, not only locally, I'm in the Baltimore area. But locally, there's been some very harsh treatments to a lot of officials in the Baltimore area. Just recently, matter of fact, I just also want to know, there was a gentleman by the name of Dr. Dallas Dance. And by the way, he will have a page inside the National Black Unity News in this upcoming issue. And he was the, I think the CEO, I don't know the exact terminology, but he was the head of the Baltimore County School Department. And if for some reason he didn't put something on his taxes, he was jailed. Now, I understand everybody has to pay a price. When you do wrong, you know, there's a price to pay. But sometimes certain people get more harsher treatments than other people. And this brother went to school, did all the right things, and you know, and graduated, had a doctorate degree and everything, and then made a mistake, and they sent him right from that point, ahead of the school board, and straight to jail. No probation, no warnings, no nothing, straight to jail. And then just a couple of weeks ago, excuse me, in the Baltimore area, we had a police chief. And he didn't declare things on his taxes. Now, he had put in 30 years of service, serving the larger community. And because he didn't rob, he just didn't put things on his taxes, and he's going to jail. And recently, just today, breaking news, the mayor of Baltimore City is stepping down. They say doing for health reasons. And this is just David Murphy talking. You know, I ain't going to hold nothing back because I've been commissioned to run my mouth, to put things in print and paper. I have no fear. You know, God is in control of my life. So, you know, I don't have, you know, I'm going to say what I have to say. And my steps are ordered. I'm just going to leave that way. But the mayor is stepping down because she had wrote a series of books and she sat on the board. And I guess, you know, that's a problem, you know, because deals are being made, even though deals are being made all the time in those arenas. But I don't think it has nothing to do really much about the books and everything. This is my take. You know, there's a thing in Baltimore called the Pimlico Racetrack. And it's the second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness, the Belmont, and I've got the Kentucky Derby, yes. And that's extremely lucrative. I mean, that's big money. Racing, casinos and all that gambling, you know, that's big money. And a lot of unsavory characters pretty much hang around those type of businesses. But just recently, the mayor took out a lawsuit against the company because they're trying to move the racetrack out of Baltimore to Laurel. She, like I said, she put a lawsuit and made a lot of noise, and a lot of people have been going back and forth to Annapolis to protest that move. Then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, the book deal start coming out. See, I'm talking about, see, media is a powerful, and people in high positions are some powerful people. And if they want you, any little thing they will, even if you didn't do nothing, they're going to put something on you. Because when you're dealing, when you start messing with that old boy, old school money, that old boy system, then your life is in danger. And I believe this is a David Murphy take on it. That's the reason why she had all of her taking a leave of absence, whatever they call that, today. And it might be indefinite, but, you know, but everybody's focusing on the book deal. But unfortunately, she only got a couple hundred thousand. I'm not sure the exact amount. But there was another gentleman, a Caucasian gentleman, sitting on the same board. I think he got $36 million out of there. You don't hear a peep out of that about him. Everything is focusing on the mayor. He's white, though. $36 million to a couple hundred thousand. That's like peanuts against the whole bag. They said he's getting the whole cake. But who they focusing on? That's what the media does, ladies and gentlemen. They protect their own. That's exactly why it is so important that you support the National Black Unity News. That's why it's so extremely important that you support programs like such as the one we have with Brother Satavius hosting. And it's so extremely important to support people like Fran Allen, who's putting in the work. See, she have enough. She not only she's working with the National, she's in the media, but at the same time, she's documenting herself, her work that she's done through her books, her speaking engagements, and everything else. You need to support people like Fran Allen, Brother Satire, because, ladies and gentlemen, as I always tell you, we own less than 1% of the media. That's a small voice, but at least it's a voice, and our voices are being heard. And if we don't do for ourselves, nobody else is going to do anything for us. Now, they're going to do, they will continue to do what they've been doing. And so I'm urging you, and I'm also warning you to be careful on your jobs and schools, whatever you're doing. There are people who are watching you. And they may not use the things that they may know about you right now, but when you get into a certain position, a certain point in time, if they want something from you, they would use that against you. So all I'm saying, just be vigilant. And, you know, I had to get my little rant off, Brother Satavi and Fran Allen. But in any case, support the National Black Unity News because it's a powerful tool. And and the type of publication that we put out is it's about enhancing people's quality of life. You know, we put information in there from professionals like Fran Allen and Brother Satavi. They give you information that can enhance your life. And so get the National Black Unity. You can get it by contacting 443-455-2373, or you can go to our website at www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. Back to you, Brother Satavi.
All right, all right. Thank you all for all of that valuable information you shared. And, yes, I was sitting at the dinner table, and my wife and my sister-in-law asked me, said, you know, what's the 411 on Kathy Pugh? You know, why is she stepping down? You know, and I said, well, I said, obviously they're going to say it's the book. I said, but it's some other issues that's got to be involved. And I think, you know, you hit it on the head when you said that, you know, the lawsuit against the Pimlico racetrack, you know, all of these different variables of issues that, you know, that when we take on office and power, how, you know, we have to approach these different things that are going on. And it goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson. So Jefferson wrote 5 years after he wrote that all men are created equal. He had also wrote, Jefferson wrote, blacks are inferior in endowments both of body and mind. That was written 5 years after he wrote All Men Are Created Equal. And this respected opinion justified and legitimized slavery. So, you know, if people had the option to vote us back into slavery, you know, all it takes is, you know, an act of Congress and bam. You know, now, whether black people will willingly go, that's another issue. But, I mean, it's just so interesting, the mindset of the people that's in power and how they approach, you know, us in terms of things that we are dealing with. And it doesn't help any when we have issues like
brother Nipsey Hussle, who's a rapper who was, you know,
was killed,
and all the good that he was doing in the black community. I mean, this brother was doing some good work. I mean, he was, you know, buying houses back up in the black community and putting people in them. You know, he was actually out there doing some great things. And so, you know, it's important that we stay focused and know that only by the grace of God are we still here and able to be able to speak on this radio platform tonight, you know. And so I thank the Creator every day for my existence and my ability to be able to voice an opinion and let people know that you create your own destiny and that we do have the ability. And a lot of people don't want to believe this, but we have the ability to create wealth. And we just have to harness our ideas, things that we work on, and know how to pass it on to the next generation. So, you know, those are my tidbit comments for right now. And, you know, I'll be top of the hour, you know, sharing some information about the Vortex and what it is that we market and do. But back to y'all.
Okay. Fran.
Yes.
You know, I know, you know, some people, you know, are very cautious about saying certain things or when to say certain things, you know, because like I say, nothing in today's society, you know, it's very difficult to hide. You know, they track you through all kinds of resources, your phones, every time you're on the internet. And I don't know. They may even have chips going into you when you have blood. I don't know what even these things. This technology is so fantastic that, you know, I mean, I go to a McDonald's, I go to any place, my phone will tell me how did you like the place.
Right, exactly.
So obviously they know where I'm going, where I go, you know. And but, you know, this is not new technology. Yeah, it's, some of it's new, but, you know, they were able to do this for some time now. And so, you know, so you really, it's very extremely difficult to hide. But like the old saying is, you might as well stand for something or you're going to fall for anything.
And
so it's time, you know, like I said, if you trust in God or believe in yourself, you know, it's time to take a stand. Ladies and gentlemen, people are dying. You know, if you knew the reality of the world, what's taking place in this world, especially in African countries where multiple people are being killed every day. I mean, slaughtered just over the least thing. But it's deeper reason behind it, but on the surface, it looks like the least craziest thing that they're doing it for. But it's greater powers behind this. And people really don't value life. You know, I mean, we have been immune to because we see so much things that happen in the media that our hearts are drawn kind of cold towards because we just used to seeing, you know, things that used to shock us 50 years ago would be shocking, you know, today, you know, yesterday. But today it's common and it's normal. But, you know, I heard somebody say on the internet today, you know, I say it all the time as well, you know, this is warfare, not only in man's world, but on a higher plane too.
Yes.
And we have to draw the line, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you have to be accountable to yourself, to your family, to your community. You're not brought into this world to be about me, myself, and I. I believe God put every man and woman and child on this earth for a purpose and a reason. And we may never know the impact of our reasons, but I believe there is a reason. And Fran, like I said, you done been there, you done that, and I just want you, you know, because you know, you and I go a long way back, and so do our brother Satire and I as well. You know, we was all of us back in the trenches back in the day, and I do know one thing. When I first met you, you know, you were just as true as you are today. And you put in the work. You know, you generally care about people. and you have made great sacrifices for the care of people, and I appreciate you for that. But, Fran, I know, like I said, a lot of people really don't like speaking about themselves, so I'm not going to ask you to do that. But, you know, I want you to know, like I said, as you hear me now, you know, I keep it real. And I know you and I talk from time to time, and it's a lot of things on your heart and mind. And sometimes, you know, we have to step up and let it be known. Now, you know, you spoke to me. We had a conversation, I think the last time we spoke, when you was at the book fair.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, you took your time, your energy, and your resources to this event. And not only did you do all of that, you even shared half of it with the organization that you were there for.
Yes.
But there was a few people there, but for some reason, even though you was blasted, even I blasted all on the airways and stuff like that, but only a few people showed up. And what is your take on that?
Well, David, I'm going to keep this on the positive plane because I don't want to bash people. I know that people have responsibilities and they have, you know, prior engagements and they have a lot of reasons why they can't do the things that they talk about. Because while I was marketing that event, and I marketed that event for a good at least 2 months, nearly every day for 2 months. And I did get a good 50 or so people that acknowledged it was an important event and that they would attend. 50. And on game day, there was about 12 people in the room. You know, and my take on it is, people say a lot of things, but they don't do the things that they say. You have a lot of people that are talking about a lot of stuff, but they're not walking the walk that is going to support the things that they talk about. And my thing is, our children don't want to hear any more talk. They have heard enough talk. They need to see some action. See, success is an action-oriented activity. You cannot just talk about being successful and be successful. There are some things that you must do. And our children, if we want them to emulate the success that we have had, they have to see us do some things. They have to see us make some sacrifices. They have to see us make some decisions that are hard decisions and then follow through. And they don't. And they're frustrated. And many of them are very, very angry because you have a lot of people saying that they're going to come, but they don't. And a lot of people saying that they're going to contribute, and they do not. And our kids, they're in a place where they're not getting the guidance and the direction that they desperately need in order to be able to make better decisions and better choices. That's the thing that truly protects their quality of life. And that is their ability to make the best choice that they can make in the moment that they are in. And if they have nobody that is talking to them to give them an idea of what the consequences for the choice that they're about to make could be, then they cannot make a reasonable choice based on good, solid information. You know, I always tell children when I'm talking to them, you know, if you really want to be successful, you don't ask the guy that's never done anything. You don't ask the girl that has no goals and no dreams and has never achieved anything, because those are not the people that can tell you about how important failure is to struggle or to success. You know, the failures are the things that teach you all the stuff that you need to know not to do, not to say, not to go, people not to hang around. Those are your failures, and those are the lessons that you learn through those failures so that moving forward you won't make those same mistakes with those choices. It's your choice. You have to guard your choice because your choice quality of life. And that's the thing that I don't see in our community. We're not teaching our children how to make better choices. We're not teaching them how to be strong decision makers. They don't think their way through many situations. they feel their way through. But the feelings are born of emotions, and emotions are volatile, and they come and they go, but the consequence of what happens through that experience is forever. So like the uprising and, you know, the craziness over Freddie Gray and his completely avoidable death, there were so many people that were just overwhelmed with emotion, and that emotion got them into a lot of trouble because there was nobody in their life in that moment speaking, you know, good, sound judgment and giving them good, sound advice and good, solid direction. They were just out there feeling their way through into more and more trouble, into a bigger and deeper hole. Dave, when I'm talking to these youth, you know, I just try to tell them, you know, they should never, ever, ever compare themselves to anybody else, because they are uniquely made by God. There is no other in the world that is exactly like they are. They cannot compare themselves to anybody else. And they should never, ever compete with anyone else, because they don't have to be better than the next guy. They just have to be better than they were the day before, because as long as they are continuing to be better tomorrow than they were today, they will always be on a trajectory that is going to take them to a positive, successful place, because they're acting on it. You know, we have to support these children. We have to support these young people. We have to support these, you know, these young adults. Look, some point we are going to have to pass the baton, good, bad, or indifferent. We like it or not. We are going to have to pass that baton. I'm going to have to get in a wheelchair at one point, and I want to know that the one that's driving the wheelchair, the one that's pushing the chair, is not going to push me out in the street because they don't know what else to do with the chair. We got to teach them what we need them to know before we need them to know it. I don't want to be trying to teach somebody how to drive the car and I'm sitting in the back seat and they're about to kill me. We got to put the time in and spend the time with these kids now. Teach them, show them that we have respect for them, show them that we have true, genuine concern for them, show them that we have a vested interest in their generational success. I don't want to just teach one child how to do well. I want to teach them how to do well so they can teach somebody else, so they can teach somebody else, so they can teach somebody else, so that we have a generational impact on how these children, you know, come into the destinies that they are supposed to achieve. And it's not just one person. It's not just me. I'm not the only one that's out here trying to make it happen. It's a lot of people out here that are trying to make the connections, you know, that are really doing the work. But they don't get the support, and they don't get the accolades. They don't get the recognition. They don't get the acknowledgement that they should be getting, because they're doing some pretty heavy lifting. So I would just ask, you know, our listeners to just think about how important it would be if you just picked one or two a month and really showed some true love and support for an effort that's being made that is going to change the life of a child. Because at some point we're going to have to sit down and them kids are going to have to step up. And if they step up and they don't know what to do or how to do or when to do, we are all going to you know where.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you just heard from Miss Fran Allen. You know, Fran is also, I don't know the right terminology, but she, you know, she does speaking engagements. You know, not only for children, but for business people, for people from all like motivation, women groups, men groups. She, you know, she's a powerful speaker, as you just heard. And, you know, she's available to come to your group or your organization. Just give her a call. And while we're talking about you right now, Fran, can you give out some information so people can get in contact with you?
They can reach me by calling me at 443-602-6194. 443-602-6194, or they can reach me on LinkedIn, search for Fran Allen, or they can reach me on Facebook. You can search for Fran Allen, or you can search for my business, Self-Development Success. Self-Development Success. And I am available for the speaking. I do book signing to generate income streams for community-based nonprofit organizations and, you know, other projects that are developed to support the youth. And I know I keep harping on the youth, but, you know, I have a lot less time ahead of me than I have behind me. And I've had my chance. I've had my chance and I've had my time. It's not my time anymore. It's the children's time. And my job at this point, and your job too, ought to be to make sure that the kids have what they need so that they can live a better legacy than we inherited when we started. I just want them to do better, but they can't do better if we're not making a generational investment in them, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm hoping that there will be many others who feel the same way, and they will join me in that effort.
Fantastic. You know, Fran, you know I listen to, always listen to you, because I know you speak from your heart. I know you speak from wisdom. I know you speak from experience. And, you know, back in the day, Fran encouraged me. See, she's one of the people back in my day who came across in my life, because, you know, when you're on the road, on a journey, it's not easy all the time, ladies and gentlemen. Just what Fran talking about, so they're on journeys, and it's not easy, especially in this day and time. And they need all the support and help they can get. I said, I stumbled and bumbled along after many years of destruction, and I finally met people like Fran and Brother Satavi, who's doing wonderful things. I met Brother Satavi and his wife. They were working with a group of children. You know, I saw sacrifices that they made. I met Fran. Mm-hmm. She was doing secretarial work, but she was going around speaking and things like that. She spoke with me one time at an event I gave, you know, and Fran was always a very encouraging person. You know, she not only she speaks to children, but she speaks to old folks like me, you know, every day, because, you know, she posts little tidbits on Facebook and LinkedIn all the time, encouraging people. She don't have to do that. See, that's coming from her heart. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, if you want the real deal, not no shucking and jive, not somebody just talking the talk, but somebody who's talking the talk and walking it as well, you need to get in touch with Fran Allen. That she's the real deal. This I know. And as well as Brother Satavi. Both of them had put in the work, and I can tell you, I say crazy, but, you know, they got the battle scars to prove it as well. You know, they stood the test of time. And, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it is written. They say when two or three are gathered, it's power, especially in the name of God. And, you know, this is some serious times, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get in touch. There's a lot of people out there got the bright lights and shining on them, and all they're doing is talking. Mm-hmm. But if you want people who are for real, who's really putting in the work, who have put in the work, then you need to get in touch with Brother Satavi as well as Fran Allen. Because they are both, like I say, proven soldiers. And I highly recommend both of them. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, in this day and time, especially when Frank was speaking about these children, not only children here in the United States, but the children in Nigeria, and plus children all over the world, they are going through, you know, when we was coming up, you know, we had a lot of shelter around us. You know, we had pride, we had parents, yeah. You know, And we had the community backing us up. You just couldn't walk in anybody's community and get away with stuff, you know, like they can today. You know, we had recreational fun. We had people who put in time with us. You know, grown people who put in time, did little league, played ball before them. I mean, it was always people there to support us. Somewhere down the line, because propaganda and a lot of things that keeps us divided had infiltrated us. Change our mindset. And see, that's what media does. It's propaganda. It's brainwashing. Me and Brother Satavi were talking about this last week. And now it's all about me, myself, and I. Hell with the world. Excuse my expression. That's the way people feel, man. It's all about me now. Me, mine. Mm-hmm. And that's why we dying. That's why our children dying. And then you got people like the brother y'all just talked about, the young rapper getting killed after all the great work he's doing in the community. See, people, a lot of people don't want to see that happen. They don't want us to come together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's big business in seeing us dying, going to jail, and using drugs. That's big business. Even going to jail is new form of slavery. You work for pennies a day. And see, people don't understand. That's why I say you have to open your eyes, open up your ears. It's serious times, ladies and gentlemen. And God has always put people, deliverers, prophets, prophecies, and everything around us. But you need to open up your eyes and listen. Open up your ears and listen. Open up your eyes and see. Because, like I say, this is serious time, and it's going to take serious people. And our children. We can't blame nobody else what's going on with our children. They are our responsibility.
Yeah.
They might not be your biological children, but they're our children. And like I said, it takes a village, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud and I'm so happy to be a part of a village right now that's on these airways, because I know they put it in the way. I would lock my arms up with them anytime and do battle with anybody but the two people on this airways right now. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to take more than the three of us.
Yes.
You know, it takes you. You. You don't take a lot of education sometimes. Like I say, something you can't buy. It's your time. You know, you can put in time with these children. Say a kind word to encourage our young people. Take it. If you can't make it sometimes, support them through your financial services. Send some children to when we have events and stuff like that. You know, I mean, everything like I say, it's really no excuse. God has already blessed us with everything we need, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
And I'm going to say this, I said on the airway, because I think it should be repeated. Now, I don't care if we call Pennsylvania Avenue, but, you know, I know this all over the country, but we in Baltimore. I'm in Baltimore. There's a place called Ground Zero, and it's called Pennsylvania and North Avenue. Back in the day, I grew up in that community. That was the hub of our community back in the day. We had hotels back in that, up and down that strip. We had movie theaters. We had all types of social clubs back then. We owned. We even had our own hospital back in the day, back then, the Providence Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had all of these things going. We had doctors, lawyers, everything right in the hood. You know, and people, and we saw these things. We saw these positive people. But today, people have abandoned our own. We have abandoned our own communities.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you this. But, you know, even though we may have abandoned, guess what the world is doing? I tell you this every week when I'm on these airs, I think people come from all over the world to set up shop in the hood, and they make a fortune from the least of these, as they say. So they see it. Why in the world can't we?
Exactly.
We are blessed people. We have endured all types of atrocities over the centuries, ladies and gentlemen. We have created all sorts of things. Most of the creation came from us. We are creators. And but, you know, we have been brainwashed to think that we are less. We have been brainwashed to not even like ourselves. But, you know, the truth will make you free. And the truth is, God do not make any mistakes.
Mm.
I don't care what kind of condition you're in, ladies and gentlemen. You can make a difference. You are not a mistake. God put things in you. All you have to do is nurture those things that God put within you. You can volunteer. You can take an hour of your time or 2 hours and support our young people. They need you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, some same children may come back to harm you one day, to harm somebody you love one day. See, the life you save may be your own. And so, you know, like Fran said, she said it so passionately because it comes from her heart, that them children, they need us. They are our children. They are our babies. Ladies and gentlemen.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
you got to put in the
work.
I can share an example of what I mean by putting in the work. I'll never forget, one night I was walking home late in Emerson Village, and so I'm walking down the street. As I get closer to the corner, I see a young person coming up on me. All of a sudden, I see them pull their hood up over their head. And I watch their hand drop down in their dip. Oh, my shit. This young boy gonna rob me. So I get close up, he recognized me. And when he recognized me, you know, he began to start mumbling and bumbling, you know, and he was like, I was saying, you know, I saw him, I said, you know, Antonio, you, what were you about to do? You was about to rob me? No, Mr. Jahi, I wouldn't drive you. I wouldn't do that. You know, you've been there for me. I said, you know, what's all this? You know, and then, you know, because of my relationship with young people, you know, I looked down in his pit and he had a gun down in there. You know, and I was saying, boy, I said, give me this damn gun. I said, before you get your ass in trouble out here in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, these mean streets would chew you up. He said, yeah, Mr. Jahi, but, you know, I just I need some money. I said, you need some money or you want some money? I said, because if you need some money, there's other ways to go about, you know, doing something
mm-hmm.
legitimate to earn some money. Just like, you know, we have this program called the Young Adult Business Builders Academy. I don't have a lot of time
mm-hmm.
going to right now, but it's a program where people go to movementsunlimited.net, www.movementsunlimited.net. You can pull that program up and you can find out about what it is that we have to offer and how that program works. Point is that particular night coming home, you know, late, it's dark, and, you know, if it wasn't for the work that I did in the community, who knows, you know, I probably would have got robbed, maybe shot, and might not even be here today. So, you know, the important
yeah.
thing is to make sure that we reach out to these young folk, and you never know the life that you save. Just like, you know, David, you shared a story time when we did the program in Murray Robin, and the young lady came in from off the street, and we didn't know that particular program that she was contemplating suicide. When she came in, she heard a positive word, and she went on to go to college. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, the impact that we can have on young people's lives is so, so important. And we just need to make sure that we continue to do the work. You might not get all your rewards, you know, for the things, accolades that you think you should get or whatever, but if you're waiting for society to recognize you, you know, you have a long wait. All I can
yeah,
say
you
can
have
because,
a long wait. But
that's so right.
I can tell you are not. Let's make it real clear. You are not going to get the recognition that you think you deserve. You are not going to get the accolades that you believe you should have. You are not going to get the acknowledgement that you think people owe you. You aren't going to get any of that. But if you're doing these things, if you're pouring into these kids for those reasons, then you're doing the wrong thing in the first place. You don't need a reason to do the right thing. You do the right thing because it is the right thing. When you see these children, you tell them that they have value and they have worth. Not because you're going to get something for it, because it simply is the truth. And so many of them don't ever get to hear the truth. Can you just bring that to the table? That they have value and they have worth, but they have got to want what they're supposed to have for their lives as much or more than you want it for them. Because you can't want more for somebody than they want for themselves. But you can pour into them so that they come to some understanding of their own value and their own worth so they can have something they can even start to believe in. We got a lot of work to do, people. We got a lot
yes,
of work to do.
Yes, we do. And you're so right, Fred. You know what? The truth is, God said, he said that the seed, he said the tree is already inside the seed. Everybody's looking for the tree, but look at the
mm-hmm.
seed right now. It's already yep. there. Our children got all of these wonderful gifts and talents inside. It just needs to be brought out. They need to be nurtured. And that's our job as adults, as parents. You know, if we can't go out to the world, you got nephews, nieces, your next-door neighbor, somebody. I mean, you're going to run across somebody. Just take a few time and sit down and dialogue with our children. Spend
yeah.
a little time. Just a smile. Just share information with them. But most importantly, you can do much more than that. You need to get involved. These are
yes,
our children.
Please.
And you got people like Fran Allen and Brother Satavi putting in the work, you know, support them. If you can't do it, then support them, those who are willing to do it. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's getting late at the end of the hour. I want you to get you can find both Sakari Jahi and Sister Fran Allen in the National Black Unity News. We have a fresh issue coming out this week, and you can get your subscription, or you can go online and read it for free. And that's at 443-455-2373, or you can go to www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. And, Fran, before we go out these days, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. I want you to, you know, reiterate your contact information so people can get in touch with you.
Okay. Again, my phone number is 443-602-6194, 443-602-6194, and you can reach me on LinkedIn, search for Fran Allen, or you can reach me on a Facebook at Fran Allen or Self-Development Success. You know, I have a lot of things going on, and I'm available to do a lot of things. All you got to do is reach out. You know, I can customize a talk to accommodate any message that you need me to send. Sometimes, you know, when you bring a speaker in, speakers can say things that you can't say, and they can do things that you cannot do. But, you know, they can change the whole face of, you know, the morale of your organization or your business or your group by being able to communicate things that you wish you could say but you can't. And the speaker, they can say it and get away. So, you know, consider.
All right. Brother Satavi, back to you, sir.
All right, all right. I want to thank both of y'all for being on the show tonight. And I want people to know we got, you know, some special information coming up. And we also have, we do Thursday nights at the, our next Thursday night that we'll be doing at the Edmondson Phillips Library is April the 11th at 6 o'clock. We have what we call the Triple Threat Income Opportunity, where we're going to show you how to be able to participate in some revolutionary technology that is taking place globally in terms of construction, and then also some things that's happening with cryptocurrency, and then also our premier package, which is the Voitex, where you can save on your travels with hotels, car rentals, cruises, and being able to get a better shape on your money. Most people don't know that there's a monopoly on travel to two companies, which is Priceline and Expedia, that has a monopoly on the market. All the other subsidiaries that are under them, such as Kayak, Orbitz, Hotels.com, Cheap Tickets. Anyway, we have a product called the Voitex that basically undercuts all of those and brings the savings back to you. It searches for the cheapest online price, and then once it finds that online price, it comes up with an alternative through a unique proprietary algorithm, which basically is a means that searches the internet for lowest prices and comes up with a ridiculously low price that will allow you to save on your travel. So we're consumer-oriented, and we definitely look out for the consumer in terms of helping them save money. And we also have a $500 guaranteed income program. $500 guaranteed income program. And $500 a month could stop some people from going to foreclosure, could stop some people from getting put out of their house. We have a guaranteed $500 a month income program. Give me a call at 252-458-3712 or come out April the 11th to find out how you can participate in the $500 a month guaranteed income program. And with that said, we want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight, whether you listen to this program live or if you're listening to it in the archive, that's published after we go off the air, and we're about to close out with our theme song. So any of y'all got any closing comments? I'll pull up the theme song.
No, no, thank you, brother. As always, take care, and thank you for this opportunity, sir.
I just want to thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity, and my closing statement would simply be this. God gave everybody something that is useful to somebody else. You need to stop hoarding it and give it away. That's what he gave it to you for in the first place. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Create.